So now we should be flashing.
Yep.
So now we are on the corner of High Street and Arundel Gate, outside what used to be Rackham's, if I remember rightly, and then TJ Hughes. Wait for the lorry to pass. And is now, is it Park Foundation?
Yeah, we've got Poundland is on the actual corner, and if we were to go down to the left, then it turns into what used to be TJ Hughes down that side is now a furniture shop for the British Art Foundation. But going this way, back along High Street, it goes through, it's quite a big Poundland store, and then there's a little supermarket.
Okay.
Because there used to be a Summerfield supermarket, didn't there, in town, near the town hall, and that shut down. It turned into Co-op, then Budgens, and shut down.
Oh, there was all sorts, that.
Yeah. We've still got Marks & Spencer's has a food hall, of course, and that's still in the centre. But this is an added supermarket in recent times, since TJ Hughes shut down. The bakery department's quite nice.
It is quite nice, yes. Yeah. And there used to be a tobacconist in here somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Might be in this next little block.
Sorry.
It's okay.
This alleyway takes us down to the central clinic.
Yes, I can see the Odeon at the end as well, which had a refurb a few years ago.
Yeah.
There's another down one of these other little streets. There's another cinema, isn't there, as well? The Curzon.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But there was a good old traditional tobacconist of one of these, and there might have been NatWest Bank here at one point.
This isn't a NatWest Bank now. Yeah, is still here, and on the corner next to it is Timpson's, which has been there for quite a while. The watch
shop.
Repairs and cobblers and watches and things.
Do they do key cutting?
They do. I've had mine done in the Timpson and Hillsborough before now.
Right, that's all right. I've been wanting to find a key cutter for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, there's still a few Timpsons dotted around.
That might have been the tobacconist.
Oh.
Might have been.
And then there's the Halifax Bank. Yeah. And next to that, Wendy's Burger Bar. There's a few different ones on there. We saw the Five Guys last week, and that all places I've not really tried out. This is quite busy. Is that still? Yep, the Max Spielman photo shop there.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And then
might have been Super Snaps at one point. That
McDonald's. McDonald's here now is open 24 hours. Did you realise that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. 24 hours?
Okay, so then we have to go round to the right unless we go in. They've left a little space to access HMV. That's there, because that's had its problems over time, hasn't it?
Yep.
It survived.
This is all the workings for what they're doing on...
No, we're going to have to take a deep breath and breathe in now, because it's really busy. There's people coming in both directions. Yeah. It really is having a total overhaul, this whole of Fargate.
Are we passing through now?
We would if we could get near it. You have to go right round in a big semicircle. It's just a very slim path with people coming both directions, because we've got the road. We've just got that little ice cream van now on our right. It widens out a little bit now as we go left. So yeah, we've passed Boots. To get into Boots at the moment, until they finish this work, have to go right round to the left now, because then we've got all these barriers, you know, that sort of, anyway, but you have to, because they've, it's possible to access Boots, but you need to go by round in a big circle.
So you've got to go past it. So this is the idea of this project at the minute, because of all the work that's going on, telling us where restrictions are.
Yes, yes.
As well as chit-chat and history, but more as a navigation thing.
It's not just what shops are actually still here, it's whether you can get into them and which entrance you have to use and whether you have to allow more time for your journey.
Yes.
Because you can still get to both Boots and you can get from the other side into HMV, but it does involve going round in a big circle. Cafe Nero is next to Boots.
Okay.
And then we've got the Black Swan Walk down to the left, which we were talking about. That's I think there's a children's health place down there.
All right, okay. And we've got Chapel Walk as well.
Oh no, I'm getting confused. Sorry, ignore what I just said. Yeah, Chapel Walk's next, you're right. There's quite a few sandwich boards out. They are placed so they're kind of in front of those barriers in the middle of Fargate. But Feast, that's been there a long time, advertising the coffee shop there. Also an African food shop, Zalon Mark, probably said that wrong. A nail salon and a games shop. That's at least four sandwich boards, which you do have to kind of go round to the left a bit.
Advertising businesses down Chapel Walk.
Down Chapel Walk, yeah, because that's gone through different phases, hasn't it? That Andrew's Cafe, I was sad when that shut down.
And this used to be H. Samuel's.
Yes. No. Oh, yes, it did. And then, okay, I really am getting confused, because then for a long time it was Papercraft or something, or...
Well, yeah.
What's it called? That...
I don't know, but there was also one what used to open up just as a Christmas shop as well.
And on the other side that we've just walked up from the other way.
Not like many years ago, it used to be on this side.
Right, okay. Yes, I seem to remember.
So I think the shop just below the Boots on Chapel Walk used to be a bag shop, handbags and women's bag shopping bags, and that closed. And then it became the Christmas shop every now and again.
Yes, I do seem to remember it being on this side as well.
And this first one being H. Samuel's, because I've got loads of jewellery in here in the past.
Sounds interesting and enjoyable.
Well, just for
presents and things.
Female Christmas presents, birthday presents.
Lucky women. Woman.
Woman, women.
I'm dropping you into the air. I'm joking. Yeah, so we're passing Marks and Spencer's. That's still here. And it does widen out a bit now, but there's still various barriers in the middle, but at least there's more space. However, at the end of Marks and Spencer's, before Superdrug, you have to go round to the right again. The footpath there isn't there and now. They're digging that bit up. So you do have to... We have to go back on the side that we've just walked along in order to get...
To get round.
Yeah, it's impossible. But there is a wider sort of area for people to at least walk along.
Not all crammed in the same space.
So we are actually, if you smell lush again, it's because it's up on our right at the moment. So yeah, just as we've passed lush on the right, we can get back down the left now through a gap in these barriers. It's very uneven, there's tarmac, and you probably felt a big hump, yes.
Somewhere, yeah, there used to be a shop called Wickfalls.
Okay.
Which is what used to sell sort of posh furniture.
Well, now there's just a couple of empty shops, I think, on our left. And
you used to get furniture on Never Never there.
Okay. Vision Express Opticians, just passing it on our left. And then it's all boarded here, where some demolition has happened.
Right.
On the corner of Norfolk Row. So I do not know what's going on behind those barriers, but they've taken all the buildings down.
They took the building down, you can actually see the spire of the church.
Yes, that's St. Mary's Cathedral.
And just first time we've ever been able to see that from High Fargate. Because it was a 3-4 story building, weren't it? Always blocking it all.
It was, yeah. You could hear the bells, but it was very tucked away before, wasn't it, that cathedral?
Yeah, very much so. So that's Let's hope they leave that open.
Yes.
In some respect.
Yeah.
So it's a good landmark.
So obviously down Norfolk Row, we can explore that another time, see what cafes and things are down there. But there's a Three shop on the corner here.
This has been here a long time.
Yeah.
Three shop. Yeah, many years. That one's not moved.
And then H&M, there's two of those in the city centre because we passed one on the moor last week, didn't we?
Just trying to think. Back there, near where that building's been demolished, somewhere also used to be Topman.
Yes, that's right. Topman, Topshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally gone now. Just enjoy looking around there sometimes. So there's a place called Tiger Sugar. It's got a huge soft toy tiger in the window. And it's got some sort of Chinese character or it's interesting range of drinks.
Because it is... Oh no, it's a dragon, isn't it? Yeah, the dragon. After our recording last week, it was all on about Chinese New Year last weekend.
Yeah.
We had the dragon dancing and stuff in town.
That's it. When you mentioned and when we saw the lanterns and you reminded me when it was, I then tuned in a bit more and sort of noticed more about it. So we're now just coming up over, it's still cobbled this bit here now. I don't know what they're doing with all this, but we're just...
I bet it all gets picked up at some point.
Approaching the town hall by crossing Surrey Street. And yeah, there's a barrier to our left and that cars can't get down there at the moment. And then it's funny actually because we've come... Yeah, round in a big circle today, haven't we, really?
We have, yes.
And we're finishing off at the moment just opposite, diagonally opposite H.L. Brown, where we started off. But funny enough, because I did have a little snoop when you mentioned about this buzzer, and I thought, gosh, I feel so ignorant. I want to have a little look and find out a little bit of the history that you'd already told me about anyway. And I realised, yeah, on the same web page, they had this South Yorkshire Police Green
police box.
And we're pointing out the historical sort of interest significance of that as being somewhere. Apparently, you could even detain criminals in there at one point. Well, they could, obviously, not everybody, but used it for radio, sort of radioing each other and things primarily, I think, calling each other. And also, it's still used apparently by the city ambassadors, use it. Apparently these days, occasionally. It's all shut at the moment, but yeah.
I wondered whether that was still here as well.
Yes, yeah, and I've walked past it so many times, and I thought, this is great, these little excursions are making me take a bit more notice of what is just there, and I take for granted about knowing more about it.
Yes. And before we set off and things we were talking about, toilets and stuff, so there's not been any obvious ones.
No, the only places where we would have had to have really gone out of our way to get is to go up the flights of stairs of or escalators in Marks and Spencers, or lift. I know there is a lift there.
You
can still use their facilities without being charged and having to show a receipt of purchasing something, it seems that just about everywhere else, including McDonald's, and even I'm sad to say the cathedral, you're obliged to sort of purchase things and use the public conveniences in any other establishments, apart from the Graduate, because they have a deal, don't they, with the Millennium Galleries. I remember
we did.
And that's right, they don't have their loos open on a Monday, so the Graduate pub just welcomes people in. It felt odd, us all traipsing in there and then traipsing out, but they were fine about it, weren't they?
They were. Because you mentioned about the gents' toilets, what were down under the town hall, being
called
pub.
The public or something like that. Yes.
And then the other side, and let's go and have a look.
There used to be women's
toilets. Ladies' toilets, yeah. On the opposite corner.
I don't think I ever used those facilities, but I do remember going past them and seeing that that's what
they were. They were always a bit dodgy to use.
But I'm trying to think where else. Obviously, there's various Wetherspoons pubs that are dotted around. They're always all right about people using it as a warm space or toilets.
we have occasionally, and what policy is, being able to use the ones in the town hall.
And I was
Sandra
just going to say,
have
yeah.
turned up with two guide dogs.
Yes.
They've been happy to get one of the security guys to come and open them up.
Right, but you
so
can't just
but
otherwise go in. Right.
Yeah, needs us.
Yeah.
A disabled person and something. Because it is actually in the registrar's suite where they open them up.
Yeah. Because other than that, I remember last week, it was there's some in the Moor Market, but of course that's right down there.
Yeah.
If you need somewhere in a bit of a hurry, which all humans, you never know.
Yeah, somewhere. Just
and like you said, the dogs need facilities too, so I'm
quite interested. Steps just here.
Yes, that's it. It's all locked
which
up.
Which is all locked up and barred up.
Yeah.
Down to the ladies' toilets.
Yeah. Okay, so if I can't actually see the town hall clock. Hang on, I'll just have a look. This will probably make you laugh. I ran round before we press the stop button to see what time it is. If I'd have left it another minute, then we'll probably get the bongs of 2 o'clock, Alan. It's just about to in a moment anyway.
Right, well,
so, shall I press the stop?
We can stop it, yeah, for today.
Okay.